So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, bro, I do. I think it's about time for another Avatar movie.
Oh yeah, bring those blue kitty cats back in here. I can't wait to see what's going on with,
the main character.
Jake Sully.
Right, no, I know. That's a thing that I knew for more than 1 week in December 2009.
Well, Jake Sully's back, sir, and we're heading back to that planet everybody knows and loves.
Which is called... the
Pandora.
Pandora. I said it at the same time as you, as because of how much I love it and remember.
Great. So I'm thinking we go big on this one. Like, I want to set a world record on this bad boy.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Highest grossing movie of all time.
Maybe.
So what?
Movie with the most frequent use of the word bro.
Ah.
Yeah, they're going to say bro a crazy number of times.
All right.
Bro.
Bro.
Is that gonna get annoying, maybe, you think?
It won't, bro, because that's how kids talk these days, bro. It's brolatable.
Did you just say brolatable?
Anyway, we're back on Pandora, and it's been like 10 years since the events of the first movie, and Jake has a bunch of kids.
Getting busy with their tails or whatever is tight.
Yeah, so they did whatever that was, and now they have Nateum, Loic, Took, and Kiri.
Is that one name?
No, that's four names.
Fascinating.
And so Kiri's like this teenager that was mysteriously born from Grace Augustine's avatar. You know Sigourney Weaver's character from the first movie?
Oh, who are we gonna get to play this teenager?
I got just the person, Sigourney Weaver.
You think it's gonna be kinda weird to hear a senior citizen's voice coming out of a kid?
Well, yeah, maybe, but also, maybe not.
Oh, I like those odds.
Anyway, so another kid they're raising is this human kid, Spider.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's actually the son of Quaritch, you know, the main bad guy from the first movie.
Oh, and so who's gonna be the main bad guy in this movie?
Quaritch, you know, the main bad guy from the first movie?
Nice.
Oh, wait, no, he died in the first movie, I'm pretty sure. Whoops.
Nope, not a whoopsie. You're not getting a whoopsie out of me.
No whoopsie?
No whoopsie, sir.
See, the thing is, humans are actually back on Pandora now, and Jake is leading the resistance against them.
Okay.
And turns out the humans had a backup of Quaritch's mind and memory, so they shove that into an avatar body.
Wow, well, I guess they really wanted the expertise of, you know, a guy who did not succeed last time he tried something like this.
Yeah, they put a bunch of money and resources into bringing back the best guy for the job, the guy who failed spectacularly last time and literally died.
It's not a bad plan.
So anyway, Quaritch and his squad pretty much immediately run into Jake's kids, so Jake and Neytiri need to go save them.
Wow, well, that little squad doesn't stand a chance against Jake and his whole tribe.
Oh, no, Jake and Neytiri don't bring any backup.
Why not?
So the movie can happen.
Oh, okay.
So Quaritch ends up kidnapping his son Spider, and Jake's like, well, I guess I gotta resign as head of the resistance and move away with my family.
What? Why?
Well, if they stick around, they'd be putting everybody in danger. You know, they can't win a fight against Quaritch.
They literally did that in the last movie.
Hey, shut up. So they move away and go live with this water clan that's all about water.
Oh, water is different from forest.
And for the next long stretch of the movie, it's gonna be kinda like a nature documentary with some teenage angst sprinkled in.
And what's Jake gonna be up to?
Oh, you're gonna like this. He's gonna lecture his kids a couple times.
I do like watching disciplinary lectures.
Everybody does.
And so eventually Jake's son Loak becomes friends with a big old space whale.
A big old space whale?
A big old space whale. So they hang out, and then also Kiri has superpowers now. She can like communicate with creatures and whatnot.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, so she's having a great time. Pretty much the whole movie while people are arguing or fighting, she's just looking around like, oh... okay, oh wow.
Nice.
But eventually the bad guys are gonna figure out where Jake is, so they're gonna keep on going with their mission of trying to kill him.
Well, I mean, Jake's gone and he's not the leader of the resistance anymore. Why is their top priority still trying to take him out?
Well, cause see, that's the plot of the movie.
That works.
So Quaritch teams up with these people who actually hunt those big old space whales, and they want to kill some of them to lure Jake out.
Why do those guys hunt big old space whales?
Because their frickin' brain juice stops people from aging.
So what happened to that stuff the humans were after in the first movie?
Unobtainium?
Yeah.
They were unable to obtain it.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, that checks out.
But the thing about these big old space whales is that they're very hard to kill.
Then how'd they find out about the magical brain juice in the first place?
I don't know. Well, okay then.
So then Jake and the ocean people do get lured out. And there's gonna be a big old fight.
Oh boy, here we go.
And a big old space whale's gonna help them out, and it's gonna be crazy, and Nateum is gonna die.
Oh no.
Yeah, and so the Sully family are very sad, but Quaritch and a couple of his guys are still alive.
Well, it's gonna be hard for a couple of bad guys to stand a chance against all the ocean people.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cause see, it's actually just gonna be Jake and his family fighting these dudes now.
What? What happened to the ocean people?
Oh no, those guys, they all left. They had to go away.
They're just not there for the final fight.
Yeah,
No, because there was like some fire on the water, so they gotta, you know, head out. They gotta leave early.
Yeah, they dive into the water under the fire.
Hey, shut up. And so the big final action scene is gonna take place on this big ship that's sinking.
Isn't that kind of similar to...
Yeah, James Cameron specifically requested that. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, this guy freaking hates when sea vessels float as intended.
He really does. And so then Jake is gonna manage to choke Quaritch unconscious and let him sink to the bottom.
Wow.
But then that spider kid's gonna save him.
What? Why?
Sequel.
He probably just caused a lot of future pain and suffering for his loved ones.
Sequel.
Yeah, no, all right, you make a good point.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, I mean, the first movie made an insane amount of money, so I'm pumped. Let's get this out ASAP.
Let's do it.
What are you thinking, like a 2014 release date?
That sounds like a great release year. Let's lock it in.
Hi everybody, Ryan Jordan here. Thank you for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a comment down below. Let me know if you like the other videos, and we have other videos on the channel too. So be sure to like and subscribe. Thank you. Bye. I think I nailed that.